told that if they moved the packages would blow up and a 6-mile radius around that area would be gone completely. They were also told that if they opened it up too early or too late, that it would blow up. So they had to do it on October 13th. And this was not something they had any control over, apparently. Now, insiders at a very high level told me this, and then there was very specific corroboration that came up totally at random, it seemed, on Godlike Productions from different people who apparently didn't know anything about what I was hearing, but it lined up so well it blew my mind. I do believe this China's October surprise, as I call it, is real, because what China said in the aftermath of them opening these packages was, stand down. Don't fight. Don't do anything except surrender. And they were told, if you don't surrender, we're going to take you out, beginning with your infrastructure, your classified military infrastructure predominantly. Now, obviously these insiders did not do that. At the time that I did this interview with Benjamin Fulford, it was only November the 2nd, and we didn't have the full scope of all these different insider attacks that were done, apparently by China, which, as my sources told me, were working with extraterrestrials. Now, Fulford had independently said that China was working with extraterrestrials, so this was very, very curious, and I wanted to pry into that in this interview, which nobody else has done when they talk to him, and he certainly doesn't like talking about it. I wanted to get to the bottom of the story, and I was careful not to upset him or to pry him too much, but there's some very interesting things that he said that basically corroborate exactly what I'm telling you. Now, he didn't hear about China's October surprise, but it was absolutely staggering to see the scope of what happened, because in fact there were all sorts of interesting and strange failures of military and civilian hardware around this time. This included multiple airliners from Qantas Airlines, which is Australia's national airline. That's very significant because Australia plays a key role in these insider groups. There were nuclear missiles in the U.S. going offline. There were nuclear submarines from Britain going offline. There was a nuclear aircraft carrier from France that went offline. There was a Carnival cruise ship that completely lost all of its power systems. There were nuclear power plants in the U.S. shutting down spontaneously. There was the largest nuclear power plant in Texas shutting down spontaneously. And then somewhere around the middle of November, there was a missile launched off the coast of Los Angeles. And no one has explained what it was, but some of the insiders I've spoken to have said that the smoke that came off of that missile was consistent with something that the Chinese would have made, and that it also hit something in space that was causing damage. So what I was also told in the aftermath of this is that this fairly much concluded the open outward military campaign. In other words, you didn't see much more going on in terms of the attacks against assets that ordinary people like you and me might be in. And it's also important to point out that nobody died in these attacks. None of the planes actually crashed. These were warning shots. They were not lethal attacks. However, what I heard was that beginning right after October the 13th, beginning and continuing through November, continuing through December and onward, there have been severe attacks against classified military hardware, the very hardware that would be used to fake an alien invasion, which has always been part of what this plan for disclosure on their side was about. They don't want to put out the truth about extraterrestrials until the public is terrified and malleable and easily manipulated. So this is part of what they've been trying to do. Now, apparently China and their allies have been really, really taking out a massive amount of this stuff and just turning it into garbage so that it's not even usable. This war apparently reached such an extreme where the campaign of the extraterrestrials against the classified insiders got so intense that at the end of December, the insiders tried to defend themselves by turning on the HAARP. And they were doing it over military bases. And then what happens is you have birds falling out of the sky all over the place. all over the world. You have fish dying in mass numbers all over the world. And everybody just kind of throws up their hands and says, oh, I don't know what this is. It's something strange. We don't know what this is. And yet, as I documented on my website, the birds that fell out of the sky had severe trauma inside their bodies. Around about the same time, there were reports coming from inside the Chinese government that were actually reported on their news broadcast, in their media, that there might be some sort of tentative, toe-in-the-water disclosure announcement that Obama was going to make in his State of the Union address, which was in January. I watched this very closely, but I also knew from experience not to expect too much, because any time that it's not the big finale, people disrespect what might have happened. So I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say anything in January. I just watched. Before Obama made his State of the Union address, there were all these stories in the news that were leaking out saying that it was going to be another Sputnik moment. Now, what the heck is that? Sputnik was the first man-made probe that was ever launched into space in recent times by the Russians. And I say recent times because obviously there's ancient civilizations who built some stuff that clearly show they were looking at it from space, like the Nazca lines. So that's what I'm talking about. As far as anything in recorded, open, honest history that most people think is true, Russia was first to launch a probe into space, and that was Sputnik. Now, Obama comes out and says that in his State of the Union address, it's going to be another Sputnik moment. That was pretty interesting. I was tracking this story, and I did not take the temptation to write about it. I kept my eyes on it, but I did not write anything because I knew that it could be disappointing if you didn't know what you were looking at. When he actually made his State of the Union address, it's a very important point that people don't seem to remember. He said that they were going to be, and they meaning the administration and the government of America, were going to be providing financing to anyone who could come up with clean alternative energy. Now that means he's openly saying they want to finance things that could break the back of the oil cartels. We now know during the same time he was actively working on killing bin Laden, which apparently would also destroy the oil cartels by ruining their profit margin. When I'm talking to Fulford, this is back in November, already as a result of China's October surprise, from what I was hearing, you had all these people from the U.S. going over to China, the highest ranking people for the Federal Reserve, for the government, etc., going over to China and having tense negotiations. You then had an official summit where the Chinese premier, Hu Jintao, came to the U.S., was greeted by Vice President Biden. And according to what my insiders told me, there was a man in a brown coat who was an extraterrestrial ambassador. And there are pictures which obviously have not been leaked out into the media where Biden is meeting this person and has a very surprised look on his face. Now, there is a guy running around when they first get off the plane in a brown coat, and he appears to just be a photographer. He's kind of hunched over. His head is all wrapped up in a hat. I don't think that's who this person is that we're talking about. My guess is that that ET insider, if they even existed, probably came on a different transportation system for safety purposes and probably was not there at the initial meeting. However, I did hear that media did take pictures of this meeting between Biden and this person. And by person, I mean a person who wasn't born here, because when you get down to DNA science, everybody's ultimately got the same DNA because it's a galactic template. Okay, so you have Obama announcing a Sputnik moment at his State of the Union address. That's what it's going to be, right during the same window of time where he's having high-level negotiations with China. He then says that he's going to finance free energy, while at the same time on a campaign to kill bin Laden, which apparently will decrease the price of oil and break the back of the oil cartels. Now, you can argue whether any of this is true, and that's fine. I'm only telling you what my insiders are telling me. If what they're telling me is true, it may not have been Obama's decision to kill bin Laden. This may have been part of what had to be done as a result of these negotiations with the Chinese. who are part of a greater alliance, by the way, that includes Brazil, Russia, India, and apparently now South Africa as well, with Nigeria and the Congo soon to follow. People have said to me, oh, David, BRICS, as it's called, B-R-I-C-S, BRICS is not anything good. These countries are not doing the right thing. Well, look, it's basically, as Fulford says in this interview you're going to hear, insider groups ganging up against each other. It's a war between factions. However, the BRICS faction, in my opinion, does not want to remove most of the world's population. They do not want a global dictatorship. They do want to get these classified energy technologies out there. They want free energy. They want gravity shielding. They want ocean water desalinization technology. They want portal technology. They want all of the goodies that are being kept hidden in over 5,000 patents that have been suppressed by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It's very important to keep all these things in orbit, and it's very difficult for me to write about all this stuff in articles and put it all out there documented. I have to do it one bite at a time because it's just too much to chew on all at once. However, from this point where China had the meeting in January and where Obama makes this enigmatic announcement that he's going to finance free energy, basically, you then have other events that occur in February where further seeming attacks against various U.S. targets, including airplanes, and I believe there was some Australian airplanes. This is stuff I've got to go back into my notes to look at, were happening. Then in March, you have India making a very provocative statement out in the open where they say that they have found a 1 mile long lava tube or whatever it is inside the moon that could be the site for a base. Now, I had also heard that China has been sending probes to the moon and that they have high resolution photographs of bases on there and that that's part of what they're threatening these insiders with. Saying you've got to disclose, you've got to bring it out now, you've got to do this, or else we're going to bring out what we have. So you have India making a pretty aggressive move because this might not just be a lava tube, this might actually be a base, and it could very well be that since they gave the location, that the insiders knew, oh my gosh, they're going to announce the base that we have that has all this stuff in it. Right about during the same time, the beginning of March, the Russians apparently shoot down some sort of spacecraft that was in their airspace, and people reported having seen a pyramid-shaped UFO. Now, the pyramid is interesting because, from what I've heard, that flying black triangle is actually a so-called stealth blimp. It actually will flash up if it hits the ground. It just burns up in a flash because they don't want any leftovers there. It's basically a white elephant. If you were able to shoot at it and you could hit the surface of it, it would just ignite. It's like a blimp. However, it does have the ability to turn on and off an invisibility cloak, and it also serves as an aircraft carrier that can be used to launch other spaceships out of that would appear to be alien to us. And it also has particle beam technology. So these things are dangerous, very dangerous. Now, bear in mind that you can take one of the bottoms of these things that would be a blimp and then fit four of them together. And now you have a shape called a tetrahedron, which looks like a pyramid with a triangular bottom. That appears to be what happened during the Norway spiral incident. One of these appeared over the Kremlin. That appears to have been Rockefeller faction assets trying to threaten Russia. At the same time that you have the Norway spiral that appears over Norway the day before Obama is going to accept the Nobel Peace Prize. From what I heard from a news source, by the way, that was a threat to Obama not to make a disclosure announcement during his acceptance speech. Because the idea is if he flew his plane through one of those things, that would be the end of his plane and people wouldn't even know what happened to it. So, you now have Russia, who successfully, apparently, shoots down one of these classified military assets. I believe that at that time, it was concluded on the insider level that they could not fight against these ETs and their allies. They would have to surrender. This is apparently when the vote for disclosure was made, which I've heard came from the highest levels, and everybody had to agree on it. Now, you have to remember what this is like for me. All this stuff is going on. I'm finishing my book. I didn't want to put any of this on my website because it was all still in flux. I had two different sources independently, totally independently, telling me from two different areas of information that you had disclosure being planned. One of these sources is connected to the Obama administration, doesn't appear to be working for any negative faction per se, at least that's what they're telling me, and they said that this was in fact a plan for disclosure, and the sources told me within 2 weeks we can talk in more specifics. Well, 2 weeks later is when the FBI disclosed all these UFO-related documents for the first time. And then 10 days after that, the NSA discloses all these documents. So both of these insider sources come clean and tell me exactly the truth. After the fact, I say, well, guys, you know, was that it? And they both confirmed, yes, that this is what's going on. Disclosure is now officially started. They've let the genie out of the bottle. You can't change the fact that government websites have this stuff out there in the open for everybody to look at. It's not a secret anymore. It's right there. This apparently is a preliminary step. Now, you go back to the Disclosure Project with Dr. Stephen Greer in 2001. What was he calling for? I was there on May 10th in the closed executive summary briefing for VIPs and members of Congress. I got invited because I'd been on Coast to Coast with Art Bell. I had a prominent website, and I also had donated to the Disclosure Project. I was in the room. It was very intense. What they were asking for is congressional hearings where we can subpoena these witnesses and get the truth out. That's what I think we need to do now. That would be a logical next step for the administration to take. If there is an uptick in UFO sightings, and there already was, we had a low-flying jet escort of a UFO that happens right over Virginia, right near Washington, D.C. That also happened in March. All these things are going on. You had the Russians apparently shooting down one of our assets. That probably was when the disclosure was decided on, okay, we got to do this because we have no choice. Because the insiders are also telling me that if our guys, meaning in this case the West and the negative factions in the West, if they don't disclose, BRICS is going to disclose without them. Now, Fulford has been saying that the Chinese were telling him they're getting ready to make some big announcement. They would not tell him what the announcement was, but I think there's an interesting connection here, and I tried to explore that with him in this interview, but we didn't really get that far with it. So, now we're in May. The disclosure announcements, apparently through the revealing of these documents, did happen. Obama then has an interesting do-si-do between the Department of Defense and the CIA, a whole new command structure, and then right after that is when this operation against bin Laden was conducted, and he now is saying on 60 Minutes that nobody knew this was going to happen. They tried, apparently, from what these insiders tell me, they tried to make everybody forget about bin Laden. They didn't want anybody to know he was still around, because he was doing a good job training these people to blow up the Iraqi oil fields to keep the prices high. Now, again, we don't know if any of this is true. And so at the end of the interview with Fulford, I'm going to have another little update that I'm going to toss in here. But all of this stuff is now resolving into the present. You also have NBC's big television show, The Event, which started out appearing to be talking about positive extraterrestrials and a disclosure that was going to happen with a black president. But then the whole thing goes completely 180. You have this guy who looks just like either David Rockefeller or George Soros. His name is Dempsey. And in the early episodes of The Event, he is a total Illuminati. He is financing presidential campaigns behind the scenes. He's working all these levers of power. He's having people killed. He's having people blown up. He's torturing people. He's extracting some sort of elixir, apparently from extraterrestrial children, which makes them age very quickly. And he's then using this elixir like a vampire to keep himself young. You then see him actually shapeshift in front of a mirror from an old man to a young man. He's very, very creepy. Now, in the recent event episodes, he actually kills himself. And before he kills himself, he says that he's a sentinel who was working to protect us from these extraterrestrials, and that everything he was doing was for the good, and that the male lead character was the only person who could save us. This seemed to be such a blatant psyops. And remember, NBC is General Electric. General Electric's one of the top five corporations. It's all called vertical integration. They're all incestuously woven together. The government, the military, the defense contractors, the media. It's not separate entities. They're all interconnected. So what are they trying to tell you when they put this message out there? They're trying to tell you ETs are bad and the Illuminati are good and they're protecting you from these terrible people. They're also trying to reverse all of this nasty stuff that they are doing and that has been openly exposed by many, many people as if it's extraterrestrial plans. And this includes the swine flu vaccine, which now has been defeated because too many people knew about it. They couldn't do it. But apparently there was a plan to try to kill a bunch of people with a swine flu vaccine. Now that you're at the end of the show, the event, the whole darn thing is a race against time to stop these ETs from killing a bunch of people with the swine flu that they actually got from the Spanish flu of 1917. And they want to weaponize this and basically wipe out a couple billion people so that they can bring all of their own over to Earth because their planet is about to go into a supernova. The woman who originally was benevolent as the leader of the ETs, Sophie, has become totally genocidal maniac. And I think what's happened here is that the show's ratings plummeted. I think they're on a timeline where disclosure is now going to happen faster than they planned. And so as a result, you had all these weird things happen where the Dempsey character and all the backstory they were layering in about this serum that he was extracting from people and all the weird things that he was doing, all of a sudden he just offs himself. Sophie's son was originally the main evil character, and then all of a sudden they kill him, and Sophie has to do a 180 in record time and become evil. All this stuff is happening. They're killing off major characters, including the female who is part ET, part human. Her father just got killed in one of the most recent episodes. He was a major character. They knocked him off. So all this stuff suggests that they ran out of time. They're writing the episodes as they go, and they're on a disclosure timeline, and the point is actually also that the president was very nearly assassinated. It seems they snatched him out of the jaws of defeat, but again, if you have the president being assassinated on a television program that's from the military-industrial complex, that's a very blatant threat that that's what they want to do. Also, another very significant point is that in the show, they actually attack the Washington Monument with an earthquake weapon. And this shows, this was blamed on the ETs, but again, it's a reversal. And at the same time, in similar episodes, you're seeing the ETs trying to steal nuclear fuel rods, and in so doing, they would create this incident where all this radiation was going to spread everywhere. And that episode happened before the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan came down. Now, actually, the episode aired a couple days after the plant came down, but obviously it was produced before then. So this was another blatant threat in my view. Here's why, right? You have a television show that comes out and basically shows you earthquake weapons being used. That was the week after. And it shows you the idea of nuclear radiation being attacked against the U.S. from nuclear power plants. Right at the exact same time that Fukushima is happening. Now, you tell me that's a coincidence? I don't buy it for a minute. I don't buy it for a minute because you're looking at the evidence right in front of you. The other thing that was shocking was that in that same episode, they have the president shaking the hands of the premier of Japan, and they just toss that scene in without any other explanation. They're making these threats blatantly. And the threat of attacking the U.S. was that the Washington Monument was taken out in this same show. So look, I don't think these plans are going to come to pass, but I do think they're telegraphing threats. And I think that's a very important point. The television show V started out with 1 year, and then it actually was off the air for an entire year, and they brought it back. Now, that's the best way to kill the audience and make sure nobody's going to want to watch it, but they did it anyway.